Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And this podcast episode today is going out on the first Monday of Advent. And one of the things that always strikes me about this season, and it's one of my favorite seasons within the church ever since I came back into the church in college and received First Eucharist and Confirmation, is this first Sunday of Advent that just happened the other day begins our liturgical year. And I'm from a culture that has embraced the Advent wreath. You know, I haven't been to every different country that has Catholics in around the world, so I don't know how universal this practice is, but at least from my upbringing and from my parish and all the places I've been to before, the Advent wreath seems to be something very, very important for people during this time of the liturgical year. And we can learn something very important about our liturgical year from the Advent wreath, because on the very first day of the new liturgical year, new year for the church lights the first candle of the Advent wreath, which is a symbol of hope. We begin each liturgical year with an act of hope, that in the darkness of the world that surrounded us, even the darkness that may exist within the body of Christ, the church, we receive this beautiful light of hope, which we celebrate at the Mass this past Sunday. And then from there comes, of course, faith, joy, and then love. And there's something about knowing that our year starts with hope, this vision. One of the ways I like to understand hope is that it's a vision. Like if you've ever been on sort of a mountainside or a beach and you just sense the dawn coming, you know, and you see maybe its first rays breaking through the horizon, and then suddenly the beautiful sun breaks through. Well, that anticipation for that sun breaking through, you know, is that sense of hope that draws our gaze to look upon what is about to occur, what we are being drawn into that impacts us. And that's why this virtue of hope, something that I think maybe confuses a lot of people because it's one of those words that we have a multitude of different usages for, at least in the English-speaking world, and it sort of can be deprived of certain meanings because of its overuse, that we as a people who have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection, the hope that spurs us along in this life, that calls us forward, that provides for us the necessary strength to be that person of love, to say yes to faith and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ boldly wherever we are at, hope keeps us going. It's a fuel, for lack of a better word, that just allows the body and the spirit to say, He is with us along the way. Even though we may not fully see Him, perceive Him, He is with us. And I wanted to just highlight that important fact that as we journey into this first week of Advent, we all begin with this great gift of hope shown to us by that first candle, the Advent wreath, which we, of course, received through the Eucharist. Jesus Christ, who is the foundation of our hope, who has sent us the gift of hope via the power of the Holy Spirit from the blessings of the Father. So as we journey through this Advent season, we are people who walk by hope, guided by faith, and animated by love. So may this week be a moment where you just reflect upon how the hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the hope that He has given us to aid us in this life of discipleship as we seek to become more like Him, how this hope has impacted you, how this hope has shaped you, how this hope has animated you in your life and pushing you along the way. You know, this is an important time of year because Advent itself is a penitential season where we're called in a, you know, profound way to really just look hard at ourselves, because in Advent we remember the first coming of Christ in order to prepare for His second coming. So my brothers and sisters, remember we have been given an amazing gift of hope, this virtue that helps to bring about a certain aspect of our human excellence within us, an excellence that the Father wants for us that has been made known to us in Christ, who not only showed us who our God is, but showed us who we are called to be as human people. So remember, we are a people of hope, and not even the devil himself can take this gift away from us. We have to willingly give it up. So be not afraid, embrace this gift of hope, And remember, our Lord is with you every step of the way. Know that I'm with you too, and know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please go over to my website and check out my blog post, articles from the Catholic Stand, and links to my YouTube channel. The website is thefrankfriar.com. There at thefrankfriar.com, you can find access to all these great resources. And also, too, if you really enjoy the podcast, click that subscribe button. And if you're on Podbean, click that like button. And also, one more thing, if you want to send me a message, an email, prayer request, etc., you can go to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There's the contact page there, and an email will be sent to me with whatever you place in that message box. Thanks again, and know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.